Hi there. The word for today is show grace, because you'll need it yourself. In Galatians 2:21, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "If a relationship with God could come by rule-keeping, Christ died unnecessarily." Now, while grace doesn't give anyone a license to live as they please, the judgmentalism that comes from insisting that others live by our standards has caused untold damage. Author, Bible teacher Chuck Swindoll puts it this way: "Legalism spreads a paralyzing venom, blinds our eyes, dulls our edge, and arouses pride in our heart. Love is overshadowed by a mental clipboard with a long checklist requiring others to measure up. And soon friendship is fractured by a judgmental attitude and a critical look. And before you conclude that you are not guilty of something like this, observe your reaction when you meet another believer who doesn't think, act, or dress the way you do. Even when you think you're sophisticated enough to disguise your real feelings, they still come out. They come out in the stony stare and the holier-than-thou attitude. Jesus said, don't judge others and God won't judge you. Don't be hard on others and God won't be hard on you. Forgive others and God will forgive you." A judgmental Christian acts as though blowing somebody else's light out will cause their light to shine brighter. But it doesn't work. Paul writes, if a relationship with God could come by rule-keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. You say, wait a minute, what if someone is getting off track or sinning intentionally? In that case, the Bible says, Galatians 6 verse 1, reading from the New Living Translation, if another believer is overcome by sin, listen to the next word, humbly, help that person back onto the right track, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Look, when you take it upon yourself to condemn others, what you're doing is this: you're denying them the same grace you may need before the day is over. And that's the word for you today.